This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's a Friday edition of Spring Training with the G-Bag Nation. We are live in Arizona at Surprise Stadium. General at your service. We're ready to watch the Rangers and Cubbies. Brian Broaddus is in the house here, the former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champion, NFL executive. Lucius Alexander is back home with the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go five flawless. Of course, Woolchuck and Schiafalo are here. Been dominating the Rangers clubhouse, the best to ever do it. I feel like that's something we can confirm after their third trip here to Surprise. You have Carter Freeman, though, coordinating your video. You can watch us on the internet, YouTube, Twitch, 105thefan.com. And you have Ruben Portillo, remote engineering. Been doing a heck of a job all week long here in Surprise for us. And a good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing on this historic broadcast Friday? Mike Bassett closing an iconic chapter of his broadcast career.
We got some big shoes to fill, boys. I mean, my gosh, what a run the station's been on with Sean and RJ from the Combine. Then you just had an extravaganza saying bye to Baskey.
Yeah.
And now we got to try and hold our side of things here for 4 hours before we head to the airport. But crazy day. I also found out it's technically Jared Sandler's last day.
Really?
With the fan, as he's going over to the Rangers full-time as well. So, obviously, Jared will still be popping on a lot.
Yeah.
But he's technically no longer an Odyssey employee today. So, farewells to Baskey and to Sands.
It's emotional, man. More emotional than I was expecting.
Yeah.
But what a broadcast from the fellas in the KNC Masterpiece today, honoring Mike and making fun of Mike, more importantly, as much as humanly possible. And I'm excited to watch some Rangers baseball now. Now, we got to be on high alert. We have to be on high alert because we had Tokyo Joe's for lunch.
Yeah. Yes.
Broaddus doused his bowl, his poke bowl.
Uh-oh.
You already know what's coming.
Yep.
The bubble guts.
The soy sauce. Bubble guts, he said. He said I might end up painting the walls. This is a direct quote.
Wow.
In the press box bathroom. Because of the lunch choice that he made the decision fully aware of the consequences and the implications, and now we just await, and perhaps it happens to him tonight on the airplane.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
This is going to be a little touch and go, I think, for the next four.
I thought it was pretty instant when you consumed the soy sauce. It was like boom.
It's the combo usually, right? Soy sauce and OJ, that combo is instant. Right.
Yeah. It could be the combinations could work, but also though just the straight soy sauce. So I kind of feel like I'll be able to hold some things off. But yeah, if you just see me leave for a segment or two, maybe it might be
2 seconds.
It might be might be it. So just be alert. But good to be with you guys. It's getaway day for us today here
it
too.
Is. How
so,
about it?
So yeah, but it's nice to see. And by the way, Eric, was it kind of out of line for me to hit that Cubs fan walking in?
Just my gosh. Broaddus, man. He just came storming in here. He was like, we're going to have a lot of Cubs fans here today, so just watch out. I'm like, all right.
Does Cubs fans offend you?
I guess.
I'd had it.
Wrigley Field either. Like, you just don't like the Cubs.
I'm going to KO one of these guys.
Some lady had on a Cubs outfit. I might have bumped into her. A little strong.
Forearm
shiver.
Yeah, knocked her the hell down. Yeah, she face planted, Brian. Kept, you mean a little strong?
Just kept walking, but no. But it's good to be in the. It's good to be here with the Cubs in our backyard here today.
But the Cubs fans should be on high alert. We'll be on high alert for you, Broadus, as well, for the potential soy sauce incident. I got to tell you guys, I woke up with some of the worst gas I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
It's nuclear level. I hope it's starting to clear out. But you ever have gas that's heat? You can feel the heat coming off of it?
Yeah.
And then you – okay, so I think it's a different kind of gas because – this will sit in pockets wherever it is deployed, and it's not like dissipating quickly.
Thick smoke.
I got up out of bed and just lifted the blankets, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, you might need a hazmat team in here." So yes, one of my biggest anxieties about flying is having to, you know, deuce on the plane. Basically, I never want to do that.
Plane deuce is one of the all-time worst deuces that you could experience.
It's humiliating. There's a line waiting for you when you finally do leave.
Yep.
And from the moment that door swings open, everybody in those immediate rows is just like, "Good Lord, what did that guy have for breakfast?"
It's truly, truly awful.
It is. So I want to apologize in advance. You know, I'm doing a pretty good job of containing it, but you know, as I've found out on several times today, sometimes when I think I have it contained or it has dissipated, in fact, it's just hiding. And you never know when you're going to run smack dab into it. Okay, Texas Rangers are taking on the Cubs. Our friend Big Bad Cody Bradford, a DFW guy, is on the hill out there right now. Walcott and Berger coming off the ultimate display of power in yesterday's game, going to left field in a strong wind, right in the face of the wind. They just drove that thing out with impressive bombs. And I hear Berger's going to join us on today's show, Chuck.
Yeah, that's what we'll be waiting for as soon as he gets out of the game. He might even come up to the booth here. We'll see what Rich has planned. I think that'd be hilarious, him in here. Just, we're all at tight, confined space, and then Gavin just ripping farts and lions running. Oh. Like, this is just a terrible deal.
That would be humiliating
for anybody that's got to come up here. I'm honestly embarrassed and ashamed for our show right now.
Yeah, it'd be amazing to get Berger on, though. An incredible story. His daughter had an open heart surgery. Then he hops on a bird. He was like at the hospital 11 o'clock at night, had a 5:45 flight, gets on the plane, arrives back in Phoenix, drives to Surprise, gets in the box, and hits the dinger of the year so far here at spring training. So salute to Jake Berger. Looking forward to learning more about him. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know what you're going to get when one of these big lumberjack style dudes with their beard that hits bombs sits down with you.
Yeah,
and be unpredictable.
CY was talking glowingly about just the type of guy that Jake Berger is, so I can't wait to get a feel for the personality. And today we get the first chance, first look at the glove at first base.
Oh, that's right. We do look at him out there. Wow, what an absolute
he's a unit
monster. Yeah, it's no wonder he hits the ball into 30-mile-an-hour winds over the fence. He's just a big, strong guy, and he's your new Rangers first baseman. Not only does he hit bombs, and he's like dad of the year, whatever, in baseball, but he's been working on his defense a lot, too. Apparently, you know, that was one of the things that wasn't on the strengths when they acquired him that I read, and he's kind of looking at that like, man, the Rangers kind of need me to be amazing at first base. I'm going to do whatever I can here. I know he's been a third baseman at times, and he's got pretty good hands. It's just, you know, some of these big, strong guys that are built like guards, sometimes they don't have the most fluid of hips, Wolchuk. You know,
yeah, we're 100%. Sometimes, you know, we try. It's all in the hips. That is true. But the fluidity of the hips, sometimes he can be a little stiff there. He's going to need it because Jock Peterson's not really putting the time in defensively. He's all about the dong.
He loves the DH spot. Berger just looks unbelievable. I thought I was looking at his thighs for the last 30 seconds. It was his forearms. I mean, the dude is just special.
Yeah. Yeah, Jock Peterson, though, he might be the first guy to care about as much as Willie Calhoun when it comes to playing defense. He's just like, give me a bat.
I think he takes pride in the spare tire.
Yeah.
Like he almost reps it like a badge of honor. And he's
true alpha.
And he knows he's sexy too. Like he doesn't just think it, he knows it. Wow. And so there's just a swagger about it, man. You love that guy.
Okay, so Matt Stafford's going to do a new deal with the Rams. NFL news today coming up at 3 o'clock with Wolchuk, and he'll get you caught up to speed on everything that's been reported on that so far. But not a big surprise.
didn't actually believe the Rams would let him go, and I didn't think Stafford would want to leave. So apparently they came to some sort of a compromise. As you got a Cubby rounding first, he's heading into second. As they're hitting our guy Bradford pretty hard here, probably a sign that he's just, you know, wanting to work that strike zone, probably working on a few pitches, not necessarily trying to get guys out is what I'm seeing out here. Another heroic game from Kyrie Irving to make sure the Mavs had enough offense to beat the Hornets. It was a little shaky at times as the Hornets came back there at the start of the fourth. They led multiple times. I think there were like 8 lead changes in the game. It's like, no, we cannot mess around and lose this game to the Hornets with what's coming up on the schedule. And Kyrie was great. Not only was it 19 points in the second half, he had a big steal late. He had a big rebound late. Klay Thompson was shooting it pretty good. He had a block and a big three late. But a lot of good stuff going. And Moses Brown might be the story of the night.
20-11 from Moses Brown? Are you kidding me?
I think he gets another 10-day contract out of that. I don't think you win last night without Moses Brown. He's got one more game before his 10-day is up. They have 3 more games before they even update us on their other bigs. Mm. You know, I think Moses just kind of gives you more strength. Now, he is not a great athlete. I mean, watching him play every now and then, it's like, oh, my God, how's this guy even on an NBA court? Mm-hmm. But at other times, he's catching alley-oops. He's getting rebounds. Like, if the ball comes to him and he doesn't have to do anything quick laterally, he's good to go. And last night, that was great.
It's as good as you could ask for when you're basically on your, like, fifth center.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And shout out to Kyrie, by the way, just like you mentioned, filling up the stat sheet on both ends of the floor. And you can really tell in that Laker game, he's just become so much more active defensively, trying to just, because he understands what the task is now. How can we create some easy points? He's getting blocks. He's getting these steals. Yeah. And I just love the way he's playing right now.
Yeah, he's like defending the ball and sitting down into the paint so much and sort of anticipating and able to go back and like into the lap of the intended receiver almost. And come up with these interceptions in that Lakers game. I was like, mm-hmm. man, he's got so much more to offer, but you're already getting more than you could expect from a guy his age and his size.
What kind of DB could Kyrie Irving have been?
Incredible.
I think he would have been outstanding.
Yeah. I think a quarterback, corner, wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get the hands in play somehow because he's got some of the greatest hands in the history of basketball.
Really good foot quickness.
But, yeah. I mean, assuming he's got that football gene of kind of being a little crazy, you know, it's hard to make sure that translates. But assuming that part did, I think he could play a lot of positions well in football.
Pick 6, Kyrie Irving. I mean, that sounds right. If he was floating around in the back end, he gets his hands on a football, that's going to the house.
So the takeaway in the morning news is that it's going to be hard to avoid the play-in. That was one of their headlines, and that is true. But you know what else is true right now? Is that the Suns have been playing bad. I think they've lost a couple, maybe 2 or 3 in a row. They've lost 8 of 10.
They're falling apart.
So now, while 9 and 10 are above 500, and you're 9th right now, 4 games over 500, the 11 team, the Suns, is 4 or 5 games under 500 now. I'm starting to look at this like they've done enough winning since the trade that this is a lock. There's no way you're going to give up 4 games to the Suns who were in give-up mode.
No, so you'll get into the play-in, and then you'll just beat the crap out of whichever team you got to play, basically.
Yeah, I think you can give Lively, Gafford, Davis the time that they need to totally get right. We don't have to hurry anybody back. You with me on this?
If you're just kind of comfortable being like, hey, we're good, just being in the play-in. Yeah. We're not really going to try and push to try and get one of those 7 or 8
it
seeds
happens,
or whatever.
Happens.
But for the most part, let's just get in there and be as healthy as possible, and just let the chips fall where they may after that.
So they are 32-28 now on the year. Okay, the Magic were going to beat the Warriors last night, and then Steph Curry had one of the greatest games of his career.
Wow.
The highlights just kept going. Like, he's going to make more? I feel like I've already watched Steph Curry make 15 baskets, and the highlight reel is only halfway done. Ends up making 12 threes, and Golden State beat Orlando. By the way, Banchero, I know he's been in the league a couple of years now. This guy is starting to look like an MVP.
He's legit.
Yes.
I think that he's part of the reason why, coupled with Jamal Mosley being the head coach, the Magic being on the up and up a little bit, and the idea that maybe Luka wants to end up in Orlando,
that
which
would be crazy.
Closer to home for him, and still kind of a tropical vibe, and then also being in the East with a young squad that's on the up and up right now. Banchero's the main reason why.
Okay, what else is going on here in the world of sport? You had that going on. You had the Lakers beat the T-Wolves. Luka had 21-13. LeBron 33-17. L.A. is fourth, a game and a half behind second-place Memphis. I think that's fascinating. If we could get a round one Lakers-Mavs type of series, that would be
unbelievable.
Historic. The combine continues. Isaiah Bond says he's going to beat Xavier Worthy's 40-time record. which was 4-2-1 set.
His teammate might beat it. Blue might be the one.
Yeah, they're both.
Beats.
They're both.
Both can fly.
They're both talking. Yeah. Can run like that.
Yep.
He's fast. I don't think either are beating Worthy's, but they both have a shot at it.
What round are we thinking for Blue?
Blue's probably a third round player for you right now.
He's that fast and only a three. What's wrong with
that? Well,
he's got fumble problems too.
Oh, okay.
I think he catches the ball really well. I mean, the things that they were talking about. Looking for a running back, he can make people miss. He's got speed, of course. He's got quickness. He's elusive. He catches the ball well. He tries as a blocker, but, the problem is that he will put the ball on the ground occasionally.
You remember James White at New England?
Yeah.
I think he's James White-like. That's a great role for him. He's not a three-down back, but tremendous pass catcher, third down specialist. He's definitely going to find a spot to be a playmaker. I did just see Jerry's not going to talk to reporters on the bus. I guess he arrived in Indy, but he's canceled the bus with the reporters because he's got several meetings scheduled.
Okay,
we're not going to get our good Jerry audio.
Got to get down to business.
It's a bummer,
dude. That's tough. Has to be like one of the first times.
Yeah,
that's been a while. That has been a while. Yep, for sure.
Maybe he doesn't feel like he wants to feed the reporters anymore. Maybe Steven's taking that
up. Tad probably talked him out of it, one of those things.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, we got G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Cowboys mock draft roundup. Which one of these selections would make the most sense for you at 12? We are live. That one almost came back into the Cubs booth, didn't it? That was close off the bat of Corey Seager. Almost got up over that net and down here. I keep waiting for I'm ready to make a play, by the way. I'm going to bare hand one of these sons of guns one of these years. Okay.
no chance.
Yes, I am, Brian.
Oh, get out of here.
Okay.
I'm behind you, so if you do, let it hit you, and that way I'll run and get the ball.
You're going to see me turn to the side and either my right or left hand come up and just bare hand that thing right there like the claw.
Yeah, well, and then it's going to go right into old Crawfish shoulder is what's going to happen. The right shoulder is going to be injured.
You're good to go back there, buddy. You can take a nap. Okay, Cowboys mock draft, then the G-Bag of the Day. Our coverage brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and by On-Time Experts Air Conditioning and Plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. You can check out our confessional videos brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding up on our socials. And we're back with more sports content here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Welcome back, Nation. We're watching Rangers baseball. Travis Jankowski now with the Cubbies just grounded out to Marcus Semien. There's a two down here for the Cubs.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's in the top of the first inning with the big Cody Bradford there towing the rubber for your Rangers, throwing it high 80s, low 90s, getting it done so far. Scoreless game. Got a nice cheer going for Janko, I thought.
Yep.
If he comes to bat while on air, I think we got to do the Oblondie chant.
Oh, I'm down. I am down. Let's make it happen.
He can feel the love. I saw him down there smiling as the Rangers fans showing their appreciation for the great work that he did helping secure the 2023 World Series championship here for these Rangers. I'm going to give you some a mock draft roundup. Salute to the morning news for wrangling all these for us, making it nice and organized. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, our final show here in Surprise before heading on home tonight. And we look forward to getting our feet back inside Texas borders. But until then, we have over 4.5 hours of sports content here for you. We thank you so much for making us part of your day. Now, Brian, before we get there, I did mean to ask you in the opening segment, have we heard anything one way or another on OSA? Seemed like we were getting pretty close to the finish line yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, I was just kind of hearing that they were still working on some things. Nothing to report. I asked before we came on air, I sent a text message, have not heard back. So we'll see if we get something going on. But as of yesterday, they were still working on some things. I'd heard that they wanted to try and get things done by Friday if they could, being today, maybe with the thought of having an idea of wanting to do something with Tank. But it doesn't seem like the Tank thing is going to be a possibility. Jordan Lewis, I believe, is now going to be in play for your Dallas Cowboys.
You think Tank's out?
Yeah, I think Tank's out. Yeah.
Why? What makes you think that?
I don't think them and the agent really are talking that much about this. So, you know, I think that it's one of those things where, you know, that there was some thought that maybe there would be some interest of wanting to bring him back, but it doesn't sound like that Tank's agent has heard anything from. From the Cowboys at all.
Well, I mean, they can ghost you for a while.
Well, yeah, and maybe it's a ghost you for a while bit and like
try to get the price down.
Try and get the price down a little bit. But I think it's all hands on deck to get OSA done and then see with what they can
see
do with
else.
Jordan Lewis. Jordan Lewis seems like to me, and Zach, maybe you've been in on this conversation. Jordan Lewis, like at $4.5 million, $5 million a year, are you getting that kind of a vibe?
I think that's what the Cowboys would like. I wonder if Jalu then goes and kind of sniffs around elsewhere.
Yeah,
can he get some more? But I think the Cowboys have a number in place. It probably is right around where you've talked about, and they probably don't want to go higher than that. So either you keep Jalu on those terms, or else maybe he leaves. I think Golston's the one that's 100% out as well.
Yeah.
I think they're getting. I think Chauncey Golston's market's going to be much higher than we think it is.
Well, if you bring some of them back, you know, I think that's a step in the right direction. But I think a team serious about contending would be like, we need Tank back, we need OSA back, we need Jordan Lewis back, we need Rico back, and then we'll look outside But, you know, maybe they're going to be satisfied just putting a team together that can play meaningful football games in December. Maybe that's where they are in their rebuild trajectory. At some point, though, you really need to deliver something of meaning in the postseason. I don't know how much longer you can go on for like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you're close and you're sort of on the doorstep, you're getting another bite of the apple. If that's all you're doing, it's going to create fatigue. It's already created a significant amount of fatigue, you know. And I know Jerry said a couple of years ago, what the Eagles are doing isn't sustainable. But you know what else isn't sustainable? It's never winning a championship for your team, for your city. You know, that's not sustainable either. Just get us one, and we'll appreciate that for a very significant amount of time.
Yeah, you know? It's kind of hard to say it's not sustainable when what? They've made three Super Bowls now, won two of them in 8 years?
Yeah.
Seven, eight years?
Quite sustainable.
It seemed to be pretty sustainable.
Yes. Okay, we go to the morning news mock draft roundup. Looks like there's four different mocks that are out currently live in the last week. Going with Ashton Jeanty, NFL.com, CBS Sports, Fox Sports, ESPN. A lot, you know, taking Ashton Jeanty there at 12 for the Cowboys. And I can't think of anything else that would have a bigger immediate impact than getting a star running back in there. The ability to play ball control to get your defense off the field and to take pressure off of Dak Prescott. Is it the best overall long-term move? I don't know. I just know that at 12, I want to get a great player. And I think signing Osa is going to allow them to be like, we're okay on defensive line. Where's the best player here sitting at 12? And I think if you do that more often than not, you're going to be in a great spot.
I wouldn't have a problem with Mason Graham from Michigan, the defensive tackle. I know he, you know, Dane Brugger and I were talking about it, that a lot of things were going to go his way as far as people being critical of him. He weighed in at 296 pounds, which is about 20 pounds down from where he'd been playing at. So obviously he felt like that he had to do some things to lose some weight, to move around a little bit better. But a defensive tackle like that, a dominant one and a dominant three, something like that, paired with Osa, I think would be a pretty special thing for you there at defensive tackle.
Currently, none of the mocks going with Graham, probably because he's not on the board anymore.
On the board, yeah, but if you're going to throw something in there that could be a difference maker kind of a thing,
yeah,
I would throw him in there as that guy.
Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle from Ole Miss, has two mockers with that are heavy hitters. Daniel Jeremiah and Lance Zierlein saying Walter Nolan. I know he's kind of boom or bust, and you guys aren't on him, but
yeah,
very, very explosive athlete for that size.
Well, this is where you're at now, and this Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft came out last week, and this is before, you know, and we had this discussion this morning on Love of the Star, which will be out. We encourage you to listen to it at the end of the day here, but we had a discussion where that, you know, with Nolan being a three technique, and you signed Osa. Would you want to double dip that early with the position, or would you want to go, okay, you get Osa done and then turn around and draft another position? But they definitely need defensive tackles, both the ones and the threes.
Luther Burden III, the wide receiver from Missouri, is the target for not only Dane Brugler, who hasn't done a mock for over a month now, but also Mel Kiper Jr. turns into a running back once you get the ball in his hands. That would be fun. Bucky Brooks going with Missouri's guard tackle combo, Armand Membu. Hmm. What didn't you like about this guy, Brian? Membu?
I think he was a much better pass blocker than he was a run blocker.
Right.
And so if you're committed to wanting to go that route, you know, I think you want a guy that's got a little bit more of both to his game, especially at 12. If you just have a player that all he's doing is pass block, and then, you know, that's kind of something that might be a little bit short-sighted there for the position.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Higashioka, Rangers catcher, has just left the building. You had Berger on base. That makes it 2-0 Rangers here in surprise. Let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, I love the crack of that bat, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And Broadus, you do not have to worry if Gavin is around you and that ball gets a little loose.
Yeah.
That man has a Hoover for a glove.
Okay.
That's right.
I've heard about some, you know, third base hot corner activities that he was once pretty good at it, but
I'll bare hand that
if that thing comes screaming over that fence, Lucius, I don't know. I just don't know.
Hey, but I like that little shade you threw out there. You said he was once good at it.
He was.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
That's what I was told by a drunk.
I'll show it if I get a chance here, Brian.
You got it, man. I've seen it, brother. All right. So our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far comes from a church clip. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes. This church mother got up in front of the church. She had a church announcement. She said, don't be offended if I hand you a mint, please.
And again, I would like to say, now you all have to excuse me, but it's the truth. If I'm talking to any of you all and my breath's stinking, and we have some of you does, I've had to brush my teeth or my tongue. Please, if anybody walk up and give you a mint, don't feel embarrassed. Take it, because they have a reason. So this is true. I'm not just up here just talking to be talking. I'm talking because I said it's the truth. And it's going around. This thing is going around. And when it's in the streets and every place else, you know, this is my church. I love my church. I was born and raised in this church like many of you. So I'm going to speak the truth whether you like it or not.
Keep your bad breath out of my church.
I love how she started that off. I didn't realize yesterday. She says, like, I'm going to have to say this again. Like, this was not the first time she had to lay that follow.
She just had this interaction right before she started talking. She's ticked about it.
I'm handing her a mint.
I was giving you the mint for a damn reason, and you didn't take it.
I just got to check the good word there. I don't know how Jesus would feel about that. Is that a turn the other nostril situation?
She said it's going around.
It's going around to the streets.
It's in the streets. She is sick of it.
What if you hand
talked
the mint
to four different
to
people and everybody's breath is funky? What is going on out here? That is an eat a booty gang.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, yeah, big Saturday night.
Saturday night. Where you been? Why you smell like a locker room? All right, let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, this happened yesterday during spring training. A game situation just like this. Texas Rangers GM, he can tell by the sound of the bat if it's a home run or not.
You might have noticed the fans are pretty disappointed with the local basketball team, CY. And, you know, I just wanted to ask you.
There we go, Jake.
Nice.
First one.
That's what you paid for right there.
That's
Burger
right.
Bomb. You knew that one off the bat.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
It's three zip Rangers.
His last two exit velos were grounded out twice at 108, 110. So he's hit the ball hard twice and just got that one elevated. So that's what we look forward to seeing a lot of this year, guys.
Yeah, he knew it. Yeah,
that was pretty amazing.
He didn't even look up.
It was an awesome moment.
Yeah, he can hurt that. That man can eyeball work, as they say. He can eyeball the work.
I really don't think that ball had gotten completely through the infield.
No.
I mean, it was like immediate. He knew.
Yep. There we go.
He knows his guys.
Bro, you said this is 7 grams? This is light, bro. This kind of light. This ain't even. This feel like a 4.5, fam. What's going on, bro? I thought you liked me, man. What's going on with this, man?
Yeah, we found out last night. CY definitely not into that.
I don't even know where to go with that one. Like, how did you find out?
Apparently, he set up a meeting in the clubhouse with somebody who would speak to the ills of the devil's lettuce and how you can't optimize your performance. So he wanted to make sure the players were educated.
It's going to rob you of your motivation, son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait till you retire.
Yeah.
You smoke all day after that. You got a pinch and everything. You can smoke all you want to and fish on your bass boat. But right now, I need you throwing fastballs.
Lock it in. CY's annual spring training Jazz Cabbage meeting.
Jazz Cabbage.
Report in 10 minutes.
We're in a game of speed and power. This thing will make you slower. Math not mathing, boys. Be your best.
Hey.
I imagine.
No, man. You're in your bag, bro. Just, you know, a little Billy Ocean. Hey.
I love Billy
the
Ocean.
The sun is out. A little baseball going. Hey. All right, last one, bro. And speaking of last ones, this is the last one from Coach Ballsack. Yeah, a little something to say about the Cowboys on his way out the door.
Coach Ballsack is here one more time to say, what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys? They suck. 7-10. And nothing gets done there. And then they're all in. Yeah, right. You know what's all in? Nothing, Corey.
Okay.
Shut the hell up.
All right.
I'm sick of this crap. And I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing works. Nothing works with this organization. And Jerry's there drinking on his Miller Lights. I think that's the sponsor of the Cowboys. I forget. It's some sort of beer that they sip on their bus in Indianapolis. Start paying attention to the players there and start picking better players.
Wow, maybe Jerry heard Ballsack this morning.
Wow.
He called off his Miller Lights on the bus.
Yep.
Ballsack can do that to
you,
man.
He did. He did.
Make you look in the mirror.
Did y'all hear that, Coach Ballsack?
Yeah.
I really got to get my S together. Yeah. I tell you what. He lit a fire up under me.
He said nothing works. I'm going to show him.
I'll show him.
Maybe that's Mike's real next job, advising Jared.
Hell of a walk-off there for Ballsack, man. Like, yeah. That was a great mic drop moment for him.
Nothing, Corey. Shut the hell up.
Upper tank. Time to vote, Lucius.
Yeah, let's do that.
Look at that.
Yeah, let's do that, bro.
Okay, Church Lady has a mint for you. Texas Rangers GM.
It's running rampant out here, bad breath.
It's in the damn streets, man.
Uh-oh.
There's a long fly ball to center field. Track down. And thrown back in. Who was that out there in Pilar?
I think that's Pilar.
Pilar?
Yeah.
Dude, he made that look easy. 36 years old. This guy can run.
He's a hell of a defensive outfielder, man. That is his forte.
He's got wheels. Saved a run. Saved a triple.
Every time y'all say Pilar, I think of Deion Sanders' old
Sanders,
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shador's mommy.
You know what's funny is he's got a similar name to another Red Sox, Millar, right? Was that Kevin Millar?
Kevin Millar. Yeah. He's on, the baseball.
But this is Kevin Pilar.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's 36-year-old, hell of a center fielder. Hits lefties well, although he grounded out in his at-bat last inning. Is it the Church Lady? Is it the last speech for Mr. Sack there, KMC?
Mr. Sack.
Yeah.
You call me Mr. Sack.
That's my vote. Mikey B.
Same Steve? Here, yeah.
Lucius?
You chuch.
Bullchuck?
Ball sack.
Bam.
Let's go with the sack.
By a score of 4-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion.
Look at Berger chasing down that fly ball. That's another out.
Just 39 minutes removed from his final segment in 105.3 The Fan History. Mike Bassick's your new G-Bag of the Day champion. Okay, it's a Friday at 2:40, Chief. Where are you taking us?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub, next right here on The Fan.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We're live in surprise spring training. Jake Berger out there at first base. He's going to jump on a headset and join us on the show as soon as he checks out of this game. But I imagine he'll be in there for at least another 20, 30 minutes or so. NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
All right, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Live from Surprise with Jack Leiter now on the bump. Here's British Ian. All right, big dub to our buddy Kenson Ramirez. We know his dad, Nine God, a.k.a. Ken Doggy. It's his son's 22nd birthday. He's home from the Marines. It would mean the world to him to get a birthday shout-out.
Let's
we love
go.
You.
Let's go.
Mr. Ramirez,
happy
thank
birthday,
you.
Kenson. Thank happy you. Birthday.
Thank you for your service. Hoorah. And happy birthday to you, my friend, on a Friday. Birthday's on a Friday. Is that the best? Because then
yes.
You just kind of carry that thing into the weekend. Yeah. It turns out to be one heck of a celebration.
Or just maybe a Saturday if you've got to go to school or something. Then you get a full day, but Friday's an outstanding birthday.
I remember when I got home last week on my big 49th birthday, there was so much fun and festivities waiting for me, all the gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a plate of brownies, I believe, that was only half eaten.
Yeah.
It was terrific.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yeah, there's nothing quite like that, especially for old Ramirez here because he's in his Emmett Smith year.
He
old
is, Chuck, the golden
deuce,
year.
Deuce. It's going to be a huge year for him. Also got another birthday in the 817, Daniel Lopez. Happy birthday to him.
DP.
He is apparently just a super beast when it comes to football. They would have won state had their coach done the right thing in the fourth quarter, according to the text here in the 817.
Started throwing it too much, sounds like.
Happy birthday to him. All
Kyle
right.
Shanahan in the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, sounds like he may have pulled
finally
one of those.
Came around.
Yeah.
We have our buddy Pappy, Tim in Carthage. Biggest L this week was Lucius not winning G-Bag of the Day for saying, ain't that a B-word during Zach's Top 10 Nuts segment. Was that the...
That was cool.
Was that the Black Almond or something like that?
I
the Black
so.
Walnut
the
or something?
So, yeah, the Black Walnut. Yeah,
that was a great moment.
I know who has a big L out here, though.
Who's that?
Your boy Tony Martinez.
What happened?
Husband of the woman that got her IUD rearranged by Steve Smith.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
That
That is a hell of a call.
Thank you, yeah, Lucius.
And he tagged everybody. I think he tagged Chuck E. Cheese, too. Like, can you believe this dude?
Yeah, just the most random. He just wanted to get that out to as many, many different places.
I think he tagged Yeti Coolers, too, yeah, one time. Did. What's going on there?
Trying to get a sponsorship.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was tough, man. That was tough. I'll tell you what. Maybe the biggest L, it's either that guy or it's the Ole Miss family that's having to put out fires, getting ball sacked. It was apparently a fraternity prank gone awry. Ooh. Using all sorts of fake screenshots and whatnot to paint a very poor picture about a young lady at Ole Miss. That family's going through a lot right now. Big L to her.
That was all made up.
And the boyfriend, allegedly, according to them, they're coming out and saying it's all a ball sack. Wow. So either way, a giant L.
Get some control of the program down there, Lane.
God, what are we? Well, doing? To be fair, it wasn't a football.
No, I'm just blaming Lane.
Oh, okay,
fair enough. That's what LSU people do to Ole Miss people. Just
I could see
them.
Lane Kiffin being behind the prank.
Yeah. Be better, Lane.
Be better.
He was doing keg stands at the frat house while they were setting up the prank. Mm. Okay, we have our buddy Woody 214. Still sober from the opiates and the benzos.
There you go.
Still rocking and rolling.
There you go.
And big up for him this week as well, getting his wife into seeing a neurologist after her having an anoxic brain injury.
Ouch.
So I don't know what the anoxic portion of that particular injury is. Sounds extremely difficult.
Bring him up.
And
Leiter's dealing.
We're praying for your wife there, Woody. Glad she got in there to the doctor. Leiter's dealing right now?
He is. Yeah, struck him out looking.
In the midst of a Leiter dub as we speak.
Look at this.
That's beautiful. 972, biggest L. Feels like we lost a family member with ball sack leaving. Biggest win.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Yeah, I mean, biggest L, you lose Mike. Biggest dub, though, you gain Mike on the TV broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be special.
Good luck, Dave.
I wonder how many G-Bag of the Day moments we can get from Mike Bassick on the Rangers telecast.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I do think that, you know, obviously being a TV guy, you're buttoned up. But at some point, Mike's going to have enough games under his belt to let it hang a little bit.
Yes.
You know, and right when he knows the fans love me and my boss can't say a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
That's when. And I don't know if that happens this year or 5 years from now, but I guarantee it will.
I look forward to that evolution where slowly he's showing more and more of the inner ball sack in him. And then finally it's all going to culminate in just an unbelievable moment right there at Globe Life Field.
The bat wing.
Okay, we have the 254 biggest L losing the 432 as my co-pilot. Sorry about that. Biggest dub, though, not stuck in the truck with the 432 all day. So, I don't know what it is about the 432, but had an impact on this guy. 214, biggest L, couldn't get the insurance to cover the Ozempic.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't always work.
Gosh, dog it.
Man, that seems like something you'd want
to
approve.
That's a big mistake.
Big Dubs, it's payday today, though. Just not. Yeah,
that's true. Big Dub.
Cha-ching. Not enough of a payday to cover the Ozempic, but it's still a payday nonetheless. Let's see. We have the 325, biggest dub to our country. 928, biggest L, losing my job, biggest dub, anniversary for my wife, 9 years. All right, well,
congrats.
This is just one little setback. The comeback's going to be incredible. How many people have we heard text in say, "Big L, I lost my job," and then next thing we know, we get the dub text,
better job
within a couple of weeks or whatever it is, and they're like, "Hey, better job, better situation." So I know that's going to happen to that guy. Let's see, 469.
Ooh, looking again. Oh, he's going to challenge. Janko is challenging a called third strike on the inside corner from Leiter.
I think he's going to lose this challenge.
Leiter looking for a clean inning. That's outside.
Yeah, that's outside.
That is outside. Does that make the count full? It does by almost a full inch. In your face, umpire.
He didn't make a joke this time.
The count has gone full on Janko here with Leiter dealing. That was a damn good pitch, though.
It was, man. I wonder what he throws him now. That was the changeup.
It was almost a full inch in your face.
The payoff pitch.
That's what you said, bro. 252. You'll hear it on Monday.
Oh, no.
972, biggest dub. My daughter, Allison Gonzalez, won first place in the powerlifting regional meet. We'll be headed to state for the 105-pound division.
Congratulations. That's badass.
Dude, I wonder 105
pounds.
Oh, no. Ooh, gets through Young and Seeger.
See that silly ump did to us.
Is that an error, or is that a...
It bounced off Young's glove.
single. Four hits for the Cubs, still no runs. Rangers lead 2-0 here in the third. I babysat a kid that went on to like Division II college powerlifting and national wrestling champ, Krista. Wow. Yeah, my buddy's Chris's kid.
Oh, man.
Chris was a good wrestler. Like, when we would drunken wrestle, he'd get me pretty good, you know?
Oh, it was in her DNA then. She was ready.
But I didn't know it was like that. I was like, bro, you probably should have wrestled. If you weren't such a screw-up in high school, you would have.
So Chris named his daughter Krista?
Yeah, yeah. A little George Foreman thing going on there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. We have Gage Workman of the Cubs in the box right now versus Leiter.
That's a good name. That's a good baseball name.
All right, how about the L? We discussed this earlier off the air this week, but the that couple that was forced to sit next to a woman's corpse for 4 hours on an flight.
Yeah.
Can you fathom?
No.
I mean, they got to get some reparations for that. That is unbelievable. Did we just get a Workman dong right there on the ladder? Son of a bee.
Dang it.
He nearly hit it to the slide over there, that look public pool.
These Cubs fans are giving Workman a standing O right now.
Well, it's tough to get lighter like that, you know, but he made one mistake, the one mistake he's made all inning. Obviously, he's got to look at Young and Seager as guys. Yeah. Either one of you want to get to that ground ball from Janko?
Yeah, should have been the third out. That's what they're over there talking about right now.
Yeah, screw that challenge.
That's our bad.
Gosh, El Blondie, why's your eye so good?
Jeez.
I miss El Blondie so much, man.
Yeah.
Looking at him right
just
there.
Just doing all the little things once again to give his team a chance.
Ultimate glue guy. I like the idea of a mid-season sort of hedgy trade back for Janko, though.
Exit velo on that thing was 110.8.
Do you think the Cubs PR guy is here and would give us Janko a little bit later on in the show?
Yeah, possibly.
Be nice to catch up with him.
Could ask.
Yeah, let's start that conversation. There it is. Biggest L, biggest dub right here from Surprise.
Thank you, Chief. Biggest L, biggest dub most every Friday at 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We are standing by for Jake Berger, who is currently standing in a shifted first base position here at Surprise Stadium in Arizona, where we now have a game that's tied 2-2 with Jack Leiter working to his fifth batter of the inning. Okay, we're coming back with some NFL news today, ain't that right, Wolchuk?
Yeah, Howie's swinging big. We got stocks up, stocks down from the combine, and this potential draft target is talking Cowboys. That's next.